Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's December 7th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're reading again from God is in the Manger, our Advent devotional. And today, silence, waiting for God's word. And it reads, "We are silent in the early hours of each day because God is supposed to have the first word. And we are silent before going to sleep, because to God also belongs the last word. We are silent solely for the sake of the word, not in order to show dishonor to the word, but in order to honor and receive it properly. Silence ultimately means nothing but waiting for God's word and coming away blessed by God's word. Silence before the word, however, will have its effect on the whole day. If we have learned to be silent before the word, we will also learn to be economical with silence and speech throughout the day. There is an impermissible, self-satisfied, prideful, offensive silence. This teaches us that what is important is never silence in itself. The silence of the Christian is a listening silence, a humble silence that for the sake of humility can also be broken at any time. It is a silence in connection with the word. In being quiet, there is a miraculous power of clarification, of purification, of bringing together what is important. That is a purely profane fact. Silence before the word, however, leads to the right hearing and thus also to the right speaking of the word of God at the right time. A lot that is unnecessary remains unsaid." You know, silence is almost a lost practice in modern society. The practice of simply saying nothing. You know, in our social media-driven world, we've been conditioned to think that not only can we say something about everything, but we should. And then basically almost lied to ourselves that not only should we say something, but people actually want to hear what we want to say. Let's practice silence. I mean, how else can you hear that still small voice? So just a few verses to ponder. Zechariah 2:13. "Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he has roused himself from his holy dwelling." Habakkuk 2:20. "But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him." I think our lives will be blessed far more, not by what we say to God, but what God says to us. We need to listen.
Amen. When we start our church service, Habakkuk 2:20 often is what we read first. And we begin by being silent before the Lord for a few moments. And just a silent prayer I pray to myself is that we would just be good listeners when our pastor speaks and teaches us God's word. It's not something we should take casually or take for granted. We are hearing the words of our God, and it would be wise to be silent. Even in the morning, we should not be hasty to start our day doing what we have planned, but instead to pause and thank God for another day, to serve him and acknowledge our reliance on him, and also asking him for help.
Good way to start the day. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 70:4. "May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great."
A proverb today comes from chapter 7:22-23, speaking on lust. "All at once he follows her, as an ox goes to the slaughter."
Avoid lust, people. And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.